Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, we'll have sunny skies mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 45. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For Friday, we'll continue with cloudy skies. We'll see a little bit warmer temperatures with a high near 66. Friday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers breezy, low near 39. And Saturday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 49.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New findings from the Pew Research Center shows 56% of Americans believe the North American Free Trade Agreement is good for the U.S. Just one-third, or 33% of respondents to the poll, say the trade deal is bad for the U.S. The study surveyed more than 1,500 adults at the end of October as the president raising questions about the fairness of the agreement. Relatively small shares of Americans say that NAFTA benefits Mexico or Canada more than the U.S., but Republicans more likely than Democrats to say NAFTA benefits those two countries more than the U.S., and the partisan gap is especially wide when it comes to Mexico. Meanwhile, for agriculture, USDA data points out that since NAFTA's implementation in 1994, U.S. agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico have more than quadrupled. National Farmers Union warning the two tax bills being considered by Congress would jeopardize all funding for Farm Bill Commodity Safety Net programs. A new Congressional Budget Office analysis of the two bills being considered this week says a $1.5 trillion deficit increase would need to be offset by eliminating all funding for vital farm programs. The analysis says those programs include the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the bill could require 100% sequestration of all commodity program payments and other farm bill programs. He said the proposal asks farmers and ranchers to trade possible tax benefits for the elimination of a farm safety net payments, calling that a disastrous trade. And the American Farm Bureau is seeking full withdrawal of the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practice Rule, now being delayed until January. AFBF President Zippy Duval said the rule has been about pushing an agenda rather than advancing food safety or animal welfare. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Court records show that a fired Eastern Kansas jailer had sex with five inmates. 27-year-old Lexington Lader of Garnett is jailed on $250,000 bond in Osage County after he was charged last month in Anderson County with 11 counts of unlawful sexual relations. Court records say that one of the inmates alleges that she became pregnant after having sex with Lader in January 2015. She told authorities that Lader gave her $500 to help pay for an abortion. State agencies are requesting more than $274 million in new funding for next year. The agencies are collectively seeking a 4.1% increase in spending in next year's general fund budget. One agency seeks money to restore cuts to universities. Another wants money to eliminate waiting lists for people with disabilities. And a third wants more money for social workers. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who was living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. November 22nd, only on Netflix.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The family of a Sun City man shot and killed by authorities are asking for the body camera video to be released by law enforcement. On October 6th of this year, 42-year-old Stephen Myers was shot by authorities with a beanbag and died from his injuries. His family claims that Myers was unarmed, and they're suing the Barber County Undersheriff for using excessive force. The family says the video contradicts the sheriff's allegation that Myers failed to comply with commands. A high-profile case that has divided the community of Holton for more than a year has come to an end. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Jacob Ewing, a 23-year-old man charged with several sex crimes, ranging from battery to rape, will spend more than 30 years behind bars after a Jackson County judge departed from the plea deal and sentenced him to an additional 7 years for attempted rape and child exploitation and ordered him to pay $100,000 in restitution. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Customers and employees at a shopping mall on the western edge of Omaha found themselves in the midst of a cops and robbers scene when police chased down three men suspected of robbing a bank. Police say the three were suspected of having robbed the First State Bank and Trust in Fremont at gunpoint yesterday morning. Police say the three men, a 44-year-old Council Bluffs man, his 27-year-old son, and a 25-year-old man from Omaha were arrested inside near the mall. Patrons of Norris Public Schools just north of Beatrice have rejected nearly a $10 million bond issue that would have paid for a host of repairs, renovations, and new facilities. The Daily Sun reports that 51% voted Tuesday against a $7.5 million proposal to pay for 18 infrastructure projects, including a $3.5 million overhaul of the elementary school heating and air conditioning systems. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Final results from the general election were tallied with a canvass of votes at recent county commissioners' meetings. In Marshall County, for USD 364 Marysville School Board, Chris Denner, Pam Dankenbring, and Kevin O'Neill were elected. For USD 380, Vermillion, Frankfort, Centralia, Royce Becker, Amy Adams, Eric Gerstner, and Sean Becker were elected. USD 498 Valley Heights, Sharon Osborne, Robert Chase, and Melva Santa were elected. Wynn Bussing was named Axtell Mayor with council members Ed Farrell and Andy Torrey. Kevin O'Neill won Beatty Mayor with council members Rob Olmsted, Dan Schmitz, Gary Scala, Brad Armstrong, and Joe Studer. Elected to Blue Rapids City Council, Liz Miller, Clayton Reed, and Robert Repke. Frankfort Mayor Brian Smith was elected with council members Aaron Owen and Joseph Funk. Marysville Mayor Carla Grund was reelected with council members Bobby Pippia, Terry Hughes, Jason Barnes, and Diane Schroller. Oquito Mayor Daryl Cook was reelected with council members Melvin Holly, Dave Herman, Ron Schroller, Larry Novotny, and Todd Packett. Bruce Mitchell was elected mayor of Summerfield with council members Joy Renz, Kyle Renz, Roger Gilbertson, Michael Schneider, and Harold Dodson. Elected to Vermillion City Council, Russell Ogg, Deborah Evans, and Nancy Jackson. Josh Stout was elected mayor of Waterville, and council members Alex Nolte and Rich Anderson. In Washington County, elected USD 108 Washington County School Board, Kevin Elliott, Rhonda Manley, and Brad Jones. Elected to USD 223 Hanover Barnes Lynn School Board, Doug Meichman, Alan Holdy, and Jim Zarbanicki. Elected to the Washington City Council, Don Imhoff and Melanie Bryant. There was a tie between two write-in candidates, Brenda Nelson and Kevin Elder. A name will be drawn for a winner in that position. For Barnes City Council, elected were Carolyn Moore, Nick Sedeby, and Kyle Hughes. Greenleaf Mayor John McGrath was elected. And for City Council, Kevin Berman and Frank Huckett. Steve Zinger was elected mayor of Haddam. Haddam City Council, Jerry Brown and Mark Novak. Elected to Hanover City Council, Nick Rohr, Kylie Fritchie, and Tony Bruna. Mike Clay was elected Hollenberg Mayor, and to City Council, Thomas Webster. Elected Mayor Lynn Les Spence, to Valin City Council, John Reddick, and Tyler Herz. Elected Mayor of Mahaska, Marcus Daniels, City Council, Doug Lambert, Wiley Kerr, Cal Livingston, Rosie Steele, and Kirk Gallion. Morrillville City Council, Scott Romeiser, Chris Roskilly, and Jim Grover. Elected Mayor at Palmer, Bill Wilgers, and to City Council, Don Heitman, Josh Hilchin, Aaron Emke, Gene Stunkel, and Randy Hilchin. Turnout was 35% of registered voters in Marshall County and 21% of registered voters in Washington County. A number of the Washington County races were decided by write-in ballots.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in Inner Spring Hybrid and Memory Foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Hidden wireless fees are frustrating. That's why U.S. Cellular has plans with unlimited data and no hidden fees. Switch to U.S. Cellular now and get up to $650 back and a stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
Retail installment contract, postpaid plan, phone turn-in, and DD Plus required. Customer reimbursed for ETF or remaining device balance. Unlimited speed reduced to 2 gigs after 22 gigabytes. Taxes, certain charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Visit 5 Star Cellular, your local U.S. Cellular authorized agent in Marysville, next to our family grocery, for the best deals and service on a network that puts you in the middle of anywhere.
The bakers at Country Hearth Breads want to put a little more jolly in your holiday this season with their Home for the Holidays sweepstakes. Two lucky winners will each receive $500, and one grand prize winner will receive $1,000. The money can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Enter today at countryhearthbreads.com for your chance to win. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day, but we do have a low-pressure system that's going to be making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. Once this warm front does move through, we're actually going to see quite warm temperatures for tomorrow before the cold front moves through over the weekend, bringing us some cooler temperatures as we head into Saturday and Sunday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, becoming cloudy, mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 20. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures up to 66. We'll continue with breezy conditions, wind gusts as high as 20. Friday night, chance of rain, showers, breezy, low near 39. For Saturday, not too bad, sunny and breezy, temperatures cooler, right around the lower 50s. And for Saturday night, clear at 25. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-November, 55, record high on this date, 78 in 1950. The average low, 33, and the record low is 9 degrees in 1940. Sunset this evening, 5:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Your local craft store is a good resource for seasonal decor, but you might find what you need in your own backyard. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 16th, the 320th day of the year. Jazz vocalist Diana Krall has a birthday, and comic strip history was made on this day in 1952. Lucy first held the football for Charlie Brown. Seasonal decorating can put quite a dent in a crafter's budget, but if you're resourceful, nature might provide everything you need for a festive wreath or centerpiece for free. Glossy greens like holly, mountain laurel, or boxwood look great in an arrangement with evergreen clippings. Twigs from grapevine or red dogwood can make a wreath base, and you can jazz that up with a red sumac, rose hips, berries, or dried fruit. And if your project needs pine cones, a walk through a nearby park should turn up more than you'd ever need. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid is 16-2 when his teams are coming off a bye, and that's good news for a team that lost 3 of 4 heading into its week off. Also good news, the first opponent out of the bye is the 1-8 New York Giants, with more bottom dwellers still to come for the AFC West leaders. Five-star guard Quentin Grimes has signed a national letter of intent to play men's basketball at Kansas. That word yesterday from KU head coach Bill Self. A native of Woodlands, Texas, Grimes, 6'5", 195 pounds, is ranked number 11 by Rivals.com, number 13 by ESPN 100, and number 16 by 24/7 Sports. Grimes averaged 28.1 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists per game his junior year at College Park High School in 2016 and 17. Mid-America Network Sports.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off. And regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value, and she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Three UCLA basketball players accused of shoplifting in China have been suspended indefinitely. LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley admitted to the crime and apologized yesterday, hours after returning from China. Head coach Steve Alford announced the suspensions while describing the players as good young men. Cleveland Indians ace Corey Kluber has won his second American League Cy Young Award after picking up 28 of 30 first-place votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Kluber led the majors with a 2.25 ERA and tied for the major league lead with 18 victories, 3 years after capturing the award. Boston's Chris Sale finished second, and Luis Severino of the New York Yankees was third. And Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has dropped his appeal of a 6-game suspension over alleged domestic violence. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
Join us this evening as we catch the coaches, Matt Hoyer from Hanover, Dustin Hoyer from Marysville. Coaches' interviews follow evening sports at around 5:20. Sub-state football action Friday, Marysville at Phillipsburg. 7 p.m. kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Pike Valley. 7 p.m. kickoff live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Fifth annual Tree Life USA pre-Thanksgiving gun show this Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Vendors on hand from 9 until 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, with concessions including breakfast and lunch being served both days. Plan to attend the annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show this Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3 at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Add a personal touch to your holidays by creating decorations from evergreens, berries, cones, and seed pods harvested from your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Balsam firs, yews, holly, boxwoods, and junipers are a few evergreens to consider. Hemlocks and spruce are good for the outdoors but quickly shed their needles inside. And though pines are attractive, this is not the best time to prune them. So selectively remove branches or purchase a few pine boughs. Place the stems in a bucket of water as soon as they are harvested to extend their life. Collect berries such as rose hips, winterberry, and crab apples for added color. And don't overlook cones and seed pods from perennials that provide interesting form and texture. Consider making an arrangement in a water-filled vase so the evergreens will stay fresh throughout the season. Or harvest extra greens to replace those in garland and wreaths that are subject to drying indoors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Sometimes parents influence their children in a direction they think best for them. In this case, the father encouraged the daughter not to follow in his footsteps. She didn't listen and became a champ herself. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes, and now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today.
Layla Ali had a unique childhood as the daughter of champ Muhammad Ali. As a former champion herself, she often gets asked how she and her dad could seemingly have two different personalities inside and outside the ring.
And I'm like, I don't think about it. It's just like when I'm in the ring, I'm thinking about going to war. As a woman, you know, then I come out of the ring, and then I'm going to think about my hair and what I'm wearing and all that. But that's none of that matters when you're in the ring. So it's kind of the same with men as well.
Interestingly, her interest in boxing was not due to a heavy influence from her dad.
When I saw women's boxing for the first time on television, I was about 19 years old. That's when I wanted to do it. And it wasn't until then that I knew women even boxed, that it was even something that I could do. You know, I didn't ever say, like people would think, oh, I want to be like my dad.
But Dad was initially reluctant to encourage his daughter in the sport.
My dad wished that I just wouldn't do it. But he knew that, you know, I was going to do what my heart desired. So he supported me 100%. Even though he did try to talk me out of it originally, he asked me what it was going to be like if I got knocked down or knocked out and the whole world was watching. And I said, well, Dad, you know, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to get up and I'm going to continue fighting.
Her dad was not her trainer, but rather she sought her own route, using trainers of her own choice to help her get to the top.
I mentally had the attitude from the beginning that made me want to be a fighter in the first place. And I'm very confident in myself, but my confidence comes from preparation. I'm not just like some people just talking, I'm the best. No, I will prove to myself first that I'm the best. And I put in the hard work that it takes to be the best.
We conclude next time as we travel the countryside. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.
Old tractors and machinery bring back a lot of memories of days gone by. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Relive the nostalgia of your youth and favorite machinery with a farm toy collection as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
My cousin Dave has been collecting farm toys with his dad since he was a kid. They had a huge display in the basement with miniature tractors, combines, wagons, and other miniature pieces of machinery. I visited my aunt and uncle last Christmas, and it was all still there. Knowing how old my cousin is, I'm sure some of those cast iron pieces have some monetary value, as well as the sentimental kind. Amanda Schwartz is the manager of the National Farm Toy Museum in Dyersville, Iowa. She says the prices of farm toys are determined by several factors, such as age, condition, what it's made out of, how rare it is, and whether or not it's still in the box. She says sometimes the box is actually worth more than the toy. So where's the best place to find them? Schwartz is a big advocate of farm toy shows.
A lot of times the local FFA or 4-H groups will host a farm toy show, and they're just great ways to kind of get introduced into the hobby. I encourage people to talk to the dealers and the collectors. People love sharing stories and information about the toys.
Other places to find farm toys include auctions and online. Collect the brands you love and know and do your research.
Talk to either other collectors and or dealers. I mean, for the most part, you know, the farm toy hobby really does police itself as far as fraud or any negative things like that. So I would encourage people to buy in person, buy face-to-face if you can. If you do buy online, make sure it's from a reputable dealer.
Mini machinery comes in a variety of scales, and the detail is just like you're looking at the real thing. Learn more about collecting farm toys and where you can get them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The infrastructure here in the United States is long overdue for an upgrade. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
Things like roads and bridges and locks and dams last a long time, but they don't last forever. Nick Tindall is with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and was a panelist at a recent Farm Foundation forum on rebuilding rural infrastructure.
We're still living off the dividends our grandparents made during the Great Depression, World War II, and into the 1950s. That legacy has paid tremendous wealth to us and to our children. But in order to continue that growth and that advantage, we need to really start to increase our investment in all types of infrastructure and also start to think ahead.
Tindall says the equipment industry is concerned about infrastructure now and in the future.
Far too often, we focus on fixing current systems, filling potholes, fixing a bridge, and we're looking at our feet. And we're not looking at the horizon of where we need to go.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Round 5 of the North American Free Trade Agreement talks set to begin Friday in Mexico City, but some point out that those talks actually unofficially begin today. Much of the prelude to the official talks expected to focus on textiles and labor, as well as cross-border trade and intellectual property. Little expectation of talks regarding agriculture, at least for the start. The Trump administration must still find a way to address Canada's dairy supply management system, among other ag issues. The administration hoping to wrap up the talks by the end of March. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the negotiations do not have a hard deadline, but he says if a resolution is not reached by the end of March, the political calendar is going to make it very difficult to complete a deal. Well, an Ohio-based economist and consultant told a bunch of farmers last week Congress will most likely pass an extension of the 2014 Farm Bill, then delay the next one until 2019. Matt Roberts said there will be an extension in 2018. The real bill will come up in 2019. Roberts, a former economics professor who has now started a consulting firm, says the next farm bill likely to be relatively minor updates to the 2014 bill. Others have said that the next farm bill will be introduced early next year. House Ag Committee staff members have already started writing the next farm bill. Been doing that for about the last 6 weeks. Well, more than 180 ag groups coming together to support Section 199 tax deduction not included in the tax reform proposals. The groups, led by the National Council for Farmer Cooperatives, penned a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi opposing the effective repeal of Section 199. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is Tyler Sudik with the Walla Livestock Commission in Walla, Nebraska. This Friday, November 17th, we'll have a special bred cow and bred heifer and pair sale. Hay at 11 o'clock, cattle at 12 o'clock. Early consignments are 54-head of Red Angus bred heifers, 34-head AI to Gosi Red Angus, calf 223, 20-head bull bred to Gosi Red Angus, calf 38 for 50 days Gosi, 12-head of red and black bred heifers University, 20-head of black and black white face and red second calves bred to Black Angus Sons, the final answer, and Klein Red Angus bulls, calf 41 for 60 days of Vance Dag. 65 head of black and black white face, red and red white face, cross cows, young to broken mouth, bred red white face, calf 12-1 to 7-1 complete dispersal. 45 head of black and black white face, cows, young to broken mouth, bred to Keys, Black Angus, Holman, Black Angus bull, start calving 3 1/2. 30 head of black and red cross cows, second calf to broken mouth, red black bulls and red bulls, calf, AI 526, cleaned up 531 for 51 days, University. 12 head of black, black, white face cow, second calf to solid mouth, bred to red, white face calf, 31 for 60 days, Sudik. It'll be 5 to 10 head of cow calf families and 30 to 50 head of feeder cattle and smaller bunches. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512 or check us out on the web at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Continues on corn. December corn down 1.5 at 336 and 3/4. March corn down 1 3/4 at 349 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat is up 1 at 418 and 3/4. March up 0.5 cent, 435 and 3/4. We are seeing some plus signs in all three of the wheat markets. January soybeans down 4 3/4, 971.5. March beans down 4 3/4 at 982.5. Later months are all down by 3, 4, 5 cents or more. December soybean meal, 70 cents lower at 310.60. January bean meal is down 90 cents at 312.50. December bean oil is down 27 at 34.48. January is down 25 at 34.63. So nothing positive in the soy complex. We're really experiencing some difficulties with some of our futures markets when it comes to corn and soybeans. December live cattle down 50 cents at 119.70. February down 45 at 125.30. All the later months are down, so we have issues in cattle too. November feeders down 25 at 157.75. January feeders down 30 at 153.95. Again, the later months are all down. December hogs down 87 at 60.62. February hogs down 87 at 66.57. Not a lot of positives across the livestock complex. As far as some of the other issues that we keep track of or concern, December cotton is up 58 points at 69.39. March up 54 at 69.38. Crude oil is down. December down a nickel at 55.28. January crude oil is down a penny at 55.51. All the other energies are lower. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas are all down as well. And gold is up a bit. December gold up $2.30 currently at $1,279.90 an ounce. Mixed numbers in the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing with you another report on the need for strong ag exports from the United States. After this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
I've talked for years, for decades, about the importance to the overall agricultural and national economy produced by agricultural exports to other countries from the United States. Well, the U.S. Grains Council and the National Corn Growers Association recently completed another study showing that U.S. feed grain and grain products exports were worth $18.9 billion in 2015 and supported $55.5 billion in economic output. These exports were linked directly or indirectly to nearly 262,000 jobs here in the United States. Furthermore, according to the study by the Grains Council and the corn growers, if exports were cut off, the analysis indicated that more than 46,000 jobs and $2.6 billion in gross domestic product would be adversely impacted at the farm, ethanol production, and meat production levels before accounting for losses in linked industries. Informa Economics conducted the study, which examined the economic contributions to each state and to 52 congressional districts from exports of corn, barley, sorghum, ethanol, distillers, dried grains with solubles, corn gluten feed and meal, as well as the corn equivalent of meat on the U.S. economy. Breaking down the numbers, the results showed every dollar of grain exports generated and supported an additional $2.19 in business sales. And every job directly created by the export of grain and grain products supported an additional 4.7 jobs in the United States. These indirect and induced business activities extend well beyond the agricultural industry. That's why ag exports are important. Back with a final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Developed to deliver the effective weed control you need, these products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
No question that agricultural exports save a lot of jobs in the U.S. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Spend a day or two putting hay bales out on fields for the cattle herd. Bale grazing over winter cuts down on labor and improves the soil on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
One of the perks of bale grazing cattle is the reduction of daily and weekly feeding in the wintertime. The entire supply of hay to be fed through the winter is set out all at once in the fall. Jerry Lindquist is an extension grazing educator at Michigan State University. He says a single strand of electric portable fence is strategically moved across the field so the cows have access to only a portion of the bales at a time. Producers can then simply walk or ride a four-wheeler out to the field to move the wire fence, which saves money.
There is no heavy equipment, so there's less depreciation and wear and tear on the engines of tractors in the wintertime, so they save on that cost. And they estimate that their total labor cost for winter feeding is reduced conservatively by 25%, and some people feel it's reduced by 50 or 75% because you do the majority of that bale movement all at one time.
Hay wastage and manure left by the cows as they follow the rows of hay bales across the field increases the fertility of the soil. He says a key for uniform nutrient coverage is strategic placement of the bales.
University of Missouri research has found that setting bales about 35 feet apart on center to the center of the bale, that would be the spacing in the row between each bale. And that then allows for a good uniform manure and hay wastage drop that improves fertility.
Lindquist says he's seen producers over the years increase their soil organic matter by 50%. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about bale grazing at agriculture.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Ag officials from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln are warning cattle producers in the middle part of the United States to be careful when it comes to allowing cows to graze in cornfields. High winds this fall caused some down corn in fields and as a result can put cattle grazers at a high risk for illness or death. Beef specialist with the UNL Animal Science Department, Mary Drunowski, says cattle producers need to be cautious about grazing this fall.
I mean, if you think about having 10 bushels per acre of down corn, that's 560 pounds of corn per acre. And so if you turn 100 cows out into a field, let's say, an 80-acre field, they can essentially, for a week, go through and eat 20 to 30 pounds of just corn grain. And so we have an issue with acidosis, and essentially those cows can kill themselves by overeating.
Drewnoski says cattle producers need to consider different management practices this fall due to the situation. She says the lesser risk in grazing down corn is with yearling calves.
What we recommend is that if at all possible, they should be thinking about using calves, actually, to go through and glean most of that corn before you turn cows out. So if you think about kind of a leader-follower system, we could have calves that might be replacement heifers, this year's calf crop that you kept over for replacement heifers, or actually steer calves that you want to put a little extra weight on.
Drewnoski is encouraging cattle producers to talk with their local extension educators about the risk involved with downed corn and getting together and putting together a proper management plan for the remainder of this fall. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey.
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. You, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Eat more beef. Eat more beef.
Stay tuned for more episodes of Don't Touch That Turkey, sponsored by these beef supporters.
Diamond L Supply, Council Grove, Kansas. Give cattle.
KNDY.